please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theater. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the spotlight with Simone Herodin.
As always, it's a great pleasure on this crisp Cape Town morning to catch up with Simone Herodin of the Artscape Theatre, who's going to tell us what's under the spotlight. Hi, Simone.
Good day, Janet. Always great to be on Jet Setting and talking all things arts, and in particular what's happening at Artscape. There's so much happening at Artscape. I think maybe I must also just give a rundown of what happened at Artscape. You know, for those, especially for those people that have FOMO.
No, we definitely have FOMO. So please bring us up to speed.
So yes, we've concluded a week ago. We concluded the St. Oyster Fest. Now the St. Oyster Fest had its main festival from the 30th of April until the 4th of May, with more than 200 productions ranging from drama, music. And then we also had the pitter patter of thousands, and I literally mean thousands, because it was 3,000 pitter patter feet of the youth and the children coming to the St. Oyster Youth Festival past week from Monday to Thursday. And they were treated to an interactive production in the Opera House and also a Pacella production on the Piazza. And that production specifically tackled pollution and in specific plastic pollutions in our oceans to conscientize the youth about the use of plastics and how to ethically dispose of it.
It's so important that we build our eco warriors from the youth up, because that awareness should be part of our lifestyle. And it's
yes, absolutely.
Actually
and
critical. So that's a great didactic way to get that message.
Absolutely, and it also included an amazing exhibition of all the artwork that they made using all recycled material. So that was an amazing initiative by the St. Oyster Fest. So if you've missed out on the St. Oyster Fest, you have an entire year to prepare yourself for 4 days of absolute fun, and the youth for there can following 4 days of youth theatre as well.
As you know, I missed out big time because I was gallivanting in Eastern Europe, but I caught up on social, and I must say, I had a serious case of FOMO.
Definitely. But no one needs to have FOMO for the next few weeks. If you rush out to web tickets, well, mostly on web tickets, some of the tickets are on other ticketing services providers, so it's always best to check our websites. But I think maybe I must start from right at the top end, at the end of the year, which I think everyone is excited about, to see the return of Cats from the 10th of December. So go out and buy your tickets for those. And Janet,
I think people must put that into the Christmas stocking.
Exactly, you know, but they... I mean, it's already the 15th of May. We should start looking at specials to buy Christmas gifts for everybody. And Cats do have early bird specials and early bird tickets at the moment. Yeah.
Well, that's a note to our listeners. Be proactive with that Christmas gifting and go out and get those tickets to Cats. Great ideas.
Yeah, and for those that want to celebrate spring, opening on the 27th of August, so that's a few days before the... start of spring, which I'm also looking forward to, is Showtime Management bringing back the musical Chicago.
What a treat for all the senses.
Absolutely, and obviously for the little ones during the upcoming school holidays in June, there's Bluey's big play.
Wonderful. Well, that should keep them out of mischief and gainfully engaged.
But coming back to the present, within the next 2 weeks, we've got Vincent, his quest for love and to be loved on at the moment. So I've got good news and bad news. I'll start with the bad news first. It runs up till this weekend. So the bad news is it's completely and entirely sold out, which is good news because we always
Yeah.
love shows that sold out.
Absolutely. So those people who not been proactive and didn't get their tickets, they are going to suffer serious FOMO.
Absolutely. And Vincent is obviously about the life of Vincent van Gogh, or as the English speaking people would say, the life of Vincent van Gogh. I went to the opening night last night, and Daniel Anderson is absolutely pure brilliance. For those with FOMO, he will be returning later this year with his production on the life of Charlie Chaplin.
Some iconic productions coming up.
Yeah, some iconic production.
I mean, that's something to watch out for too. What an artist.
Absolutely. But also in the next 2 weeks, we've got the Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. This is by Fred and Abramsa. And I was actually so excited when I did an advertisement on one of our radio stations, media partner radio stations the other day. And I used Latin in my advert for the very first time. But this is obviously within the Julius Caesar play. I've got to pronounce it correctly, Et tu, Brute, that one.
Yes,
So I'm very
that's
proud of myself that I could pronounce the Latin, obviously with lots of practice. So yeah, come and see Julius Caesar. It's on at Artscape from the 22nd, 21st of May, and then the iconic opera. Verdi's iconic opera Aida opens on the 23rd of May. Now, Janet, this is an amazing production by Cape Town Opera. The last time that Aida was performed on the opera stage was circa 2002, 2003. And obviously, the historic,
many months ago.
that's almost 20 years ago, and the historic connotation to Aida, which I always love to impart to listeners or to viewers, should I be on viewing platforms, is that in the 90s, 90s, late 90s, early 80s, circa around about that time, the soprano was the first that performed in Aida in 2002. Virginia Davis was the first soprano of color, or the first black soprano that performed on the opera stage in the late 80s. So it's Aida has got quite an iconic history of performances at Artscape, and also Sibongile Khumalo performed in Aida as well. So it's got history, but this Aida is amazing because it's an all-African cast, and it's set in an African futuristic setting. So picture glammed up Mad Max, that sort of Back to the Future look with Star Wars, sort of a look in that, and the choreography and animation is by Gregory Mangoma, and it was also accompanied, each performance is accompanied by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Kamal Khan. It's definitely the highlight of 2025. It opens on the 23rd of May, runs for five performances. It's always opera is always every second night because they have to rest their voices in between.
Yes.
So there are still a few tickets left for Aida. I would say go and rush out and go and buy those tickets.
Wow, what a fantastic lineup we can look forward to, Simon. I think there's something for everybody on the card, and certainly a robust theatre coming up.
Definitely, definitely an amazing few weeks of theatre at Cape Town, and obviously an amazing we've got an amazing upcoming June month, which I will expand in on our next podcast. And then we've got an amazing selection of productions lined up for the next quarter, including some magic from the College of Magic, a tribute to Shirley Bassey later
Oh
on in
my
the year.
goodness.
Yeah, exactly. I
What
mean,
else for choice?
who cannot wait for Diamonds, a tribute to Shirley Bassey? And obviously, we are in the midst, Janet, just in closure, we are in the midst of celebrating Afrikaans as of the 100 years, the centenary of Afrikaans as an official language. Afrikaans is obviously about 300 years old already, but it was officially declared an official language on the 8th of May. So we've got Adam Small Christmas Fund Map Jacobs that's celebrating the centenary of the African language. And then later on this month, as we head to Africa Day, which is on the 25th of May, we will be hosting the separate production, isiXhosa separate production of Buzani Kubayo. Now, Janet, there's another quite big announcement that I have to make as we're closing off. On the
Looking
19th,
forward, I'm all ears.
of May, we're going to ask all listeners to clink the champagne, the umkomboti. I'm supposed to do the click there, but it's quite early in the morning, so I'll try it again. The
I don't think
umkomboti.
I've woken up yet.
Yes, the umkomboti.
Ah,
You've
there we
got to do
go.
that.
Well done.
Yeah. All those that obviously do not drink alcohol. There's non-alcoholic champagne that can be bought as well. The building that houses Artscape, which was formerly the Nicomelan, opened in 1971. We will be 54 years old on the 19th of May. That's on Monday, this coming Monday.
Wow. Well, that's certainly something sparkling to look forward to. We will be there with bubbles, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, to celebrate.
Yeah, so yeah, let's celebrate with us on the May the 15th. So that's a wrap for the forthcoming productions for the next 2 weeks and the next few weeks that I've mentioned. And we will obviously go into more detail with the as we do our forthcoming podcast. And nice to have you back in South Africa, Janet. I'm sure Europe was amazing as always.
You know, Simone, I went to a Mozart costume concert. I sat in
Wow.
balcony seats. I had the most amazing experiences. I went to the Vienna Opera. I went
Wow.
to a Mozart concert. I visited some amazing theaters. So I'll send you that information. It was just a culturally, absolutely rich cultural experience for me, between Prague, Vienna and Budapest. So much to see culturally. And so amazing that the theater is just so entrenched as part of the tourism experience. So definitely a conversation we must extrapolate on.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I just look at the I can't find it now, but perhaps we can go into more detail about that. There was an amazing quote that Robert De Niro made 2 days ago when he ex got the Lifetime Achievement Award at the, that's not exactly what they called it, but at the Cannes Film Festival, where he said art is really the heart of the soul, and art speaks to everyone. And you know that the what how art coalesces us together and understanding the difference between cultures. So that was the encapsulation of his quote that he said at the recipient sorry of his award at the opening of Cannes. So yeah, and
Great
art
words
is
from
just
a
amazing.
phenomenal artist.
Yeah, art is just amazing, and we invite all to come and celebrate it at Artscape. But obviously, we would like everyone to support the arts, even if it's not at Artscape. Go and support an artist and research the quote about Robert De Niro. It is so profound.
We'll definitely check that out, Simone. And I heard you were looking fabulous on the red carpet last night for the opening night. And we look forward to seeing you at the theater in heels. As always,
Absolutely,
looking fabulous.
absolutely.